Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the Magnificent Seven, Robbie the Degenerate's best seven plays of the weekend. You don't know what you're going to get. It could be your standard NFL, college football. Sure, anybody could do that. But where else are you going to find out whether or not you should bet the over-under on Demi Lovato's national anthem? I ask you that. Robbie, the floor is yours. This is an interesting weekend. We are winding out of football games. So this, in my opinion, is when you are at your best. Masterful work. What do you got?
Well, by the way, I think Chris Russo, Mad Dog, he's still doing that. Like, I read that he's still doing that. He does every day to start his high heat. He still does that. I can't believe after like 30 years, he still does that.
Listen, you got to bring the heat.
But anyways, let's start off. We got a little NBA tonight. Why don't we? Heat, Clippers tonight. We just got a fresh line.
Clippers.
Just came out of the oven with a nice line of 2.5 points. Clippers are favored. Now, we know the Heat this year. We know how they've been up. You know how they've been in the first half and how they've been in the second half. And you know how the first half has been money
cooking.
The first half line is not yet out. But if you're doing the math, the Clippers are 2.5 point favorites for the full game. You're probably looking at the Heat plus one, Heat plus 1.5 for the first half. And look, the Heat, they were up at 19 points against the Wizards in the first half. And then the third quarter happened and it all came apart. In fact, the last time that he played LA at home, the war on South Beach when they played the Lakers, they were up by 8 points at halftime. They were up by as many as 14 in the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then the third quarter happened. And maybe if you're a Heat fan, you don't want to stress that third quarter or that big lead, that 20-point lead that gets struck it down to seven.
Why not just worry about the first couple?
Yeah, just only about the first half. And in fact, you know, it's a national game. The Heat are going to come out firing, I think. Whether it's going to be Hero or whether it's going to be Duncan Robinson, they're going to be pumped up for this game. I think the Heat are going to be up pretty solidly. I think the Heat are going to be up by 10 points by halftime. And you got no Paul George and possibly no Patrick Beverley for the Clippers. And you don't have to sweat the third quarter. You're already in the books at halftime. Take the Heat, first half.
All right, that's number one.
I knew that was going to be a thing because he was talking about that all week.
Listen, sometimes you just got to open up. You're opening in. You just got to bring it. You don't want to go all the way to 100 miles per hour. You just want to throw a couple 94s in there, get your arm loose, put a couple on the corner. That's what Robbie's doing here, man.
All right.
And if you really want to in the second half, if the line's so big, if the Heat are up by a significant amount, you could bet the Clippers in the second half.
All right.
Double win.
All right.
A little bonus there.
Double Winsky.
All right, number two.
Number two.
We got, contrary to popular belief, we got some football this weekend.
Really?
We got a little Senior Bowl action.
How's he going to kill? All right.
Well, we have to ballpark these things sometimes. I mean, look, they came out a line for the East-West Shrine game like 3 days before. And how come we don't have a line for the Senior Bowl yet? I'm going to click it one more time. I'm just going to give it one more refresh. But it's not going to be big.
Is that four carp? Four carp that's fishy out there?
Yeah, that is a massive four carp. You are right, Tobin, there, that they don't have a line this early because nobody's injured. Nobody's probable. Nobody's questionable. Nobody's doubtful. Everyone who's playing in the Senior Bowl is going to play. Herbert's going to play. Hurts is going to play. Love is going to play. Shea Patterson's going to play. They're all playing. But it's North versus South. And Jordan Love, he plays for the North squad. He's been all the rage.
Can I read this text?
Yeah.
Leroy, don't let that text get you to change your sway. I hear you trying to put bass in your voice now.
I like it. All right, so
Jordan Love, he plays for the North. Also yep. In the North squad, you got the Washington State quarterback, Anthony Gordon.
The king of the North!
And you got Shea Patterson. Those two quarterbacks, no one's talking about them. They have an extra chip on their shoulder. The South QBs.
Hey, Robbie, I'm going to give you a little tidbit of information. You have the biggest chip in the world you want to have on your shoulder. If you know good, it don't matter.
I don't know.
It's a senior, but a senior, remember, you're not allowed to blitz. You're not allowed to. You're only allowed to play a base 4-3 defense.
It's like he's like a free-range chicken. Just go out there, do what he wants.
And, you know, the South quarterback squad.
We would have had a better chance against Ohio State if we had a free-range chicken. Just a regular free-range, cage-free chicken playing quarterback.
But yeah, the South squad, that's where Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and then the third wild card, Steven Montez from Colorado, they're on the South formation. Then I see them practicing an I formation, which is weird. I know Jalen Hurts did a little bit of that at Alabama, but it's just weird Jalen Hurts coming from Oklahoma all of a sudden being in a power I. It just doesn't seem like it's a good fit. And I think Herbert's going to play a little bit. I don't think he's going to play that much. And usually the big-time prospects, they only play like a handful of series. The other guys usually get more run. They want to protect them, they don't want to get injured. Not that there's a chance, because
usually the big time prospects don't play in this game.
Well, yeah, like Burrow's not playing, and obviously Tua can't play; he's injured. But so, and Matt Patricia, he coaches the North squad. Zach Taylor coaches the South squad. Matt Patricia, I think he's a little bit more desperate. He's on the hot seat.
It's kind of a waste for Zach Taylor to be coaching this game. No,
exactly.
What he's going to be doing. It's kind of stupid.
He's going to be half-assing it. He already has his quarterback in the bag. He's not playing in the Senior Bowl.
I don't know if I would want to have Zach Taylor as my coach, quite frankly. I mean, maybe he'll find some gems in the second, third
round. Isn't that weird? The guy you actually want to see is not there.
Right.
You're taking him anyway. But you know what? I used to think about this. This has to be an advantage for coaches, for certain coaches, because it gives you access. It gives you ability to see a lot of these players firsthand. So these games have to help. If you get in good graces with some of these teams, some of these coaches, you have to think when your time comes up or when their pick comes up, they're going to take that into consideration.
So I know the line's not out yet, but it's not going to be very big. It's not going to be more than 3 points either way. By the way, the North wins this game outright. Matt Patricia's desperate, and Zach Taylor's too much of a bro for this game.
Number three, Robbie.
All right, more football this weekend. How about the Pro Bowl on Sunday? There's a line. There's an actual line.
There's a line.
AFC is -1.5 points in this game. It's in Orlando. Now, I don't know if you guys have noticed, because that's why people watch the Pro Bowl.
Haven't noticed.
The AFC has dominated, winning all three since this Pro Bowl moved to Orlando. The AFC has won all three games.
Really?
In fact, they pounded the NFC last year 26-7. Seven in a Pro Bowl.
Wow.
And look, AFC, Lamar Jackson, this is his first Pro Bowl. He's going to want to ball out. He wants to take this game seriously. He's probably still bitter about how he exited from the playoffs.
I agree.
And NFC, you got guys like Drew Brees, who's done it 100 times, and he ain't gonna be.
Drew Brees is still going to Orlando.
Yeah,
I don't feel like he'd want to Why don't they do Hawaii anymore?
Because it's a week before now.
Yeah, it's a week before now.
But nobody goes who's in the Super Bowl. Who cares?
Right. No, they all go.
Well, I mean,
if it's after, they go to gloat and rub it in your face.
And some of these players have to travel back to where the Super Bowl site is for Radio Row stuff and make appearances,
I think they'll be all right. I think they'll be all right. But go ahead.
But yeah, NFC also has guys like Kirk Cousins. Weird. AFC, Ryan Tannehill also.
Wait. Say it again.
Kirk Cousins.
Ryan Tannehill's in the Pro Bowl?
He was an alternate, and Patrick Mahomes can't play in it because he's in the Super Bowl.
Look at this. Look at this Tannehill. He's just getting the victory lap. How about him?
And so
Ryan Tannehill's in the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
Now, the NFC has not won since 2012. Now, granted, there was a three-year period where there was like Team Irvin against Team Jerry Rice.
Right.
But, yeah, the NFC still hasn't won since 2012. AFC only giving 1.5. They've been pounding them. Take the AFC.
All right, number four, Robbie.
How about two bets for the Pro Bowl? Why don't we?
Well, let's do it.
How about the total of 51? Now, you may be thinking, I know what you're thinking. Pro Bowl, bro, no defense. Over, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact, the over as of yesterday was 49. It's already jumped to full points.
Yep.
So you got to be thinking, oh, bro, it's going to be defense out the wazoo. But wrong.
Whoa.
The Pro Bowl has gone under each of the last 3 years. In fact, the NFC, we just told you, the NFC scored 7 points last year. And then, in 2016, you had a 20-13 slobber knocker. In fact, since it's been in Orlando, the defense has had a little bit more pride.
A little bit more pride, all right.
And again, Drew Brees, he wasn't really good in that last playoff game, and I expect him to go in the Pro Bowl when he's 100.
I'll tell you what's going to happen, too. This Minka Fitzpatrick's going to have another fortuitous turnover.
It's going to be gifted. They're literally going to place the ball on the ground and say, here, Minka, here's your free turnover.
Wow, Minka. This is in the Pro Bowl, huh?
Yep.
Wow, we were doing this again. We've done this all year. He's had fluky turnovers.
What are you reciting all the former Dolphins that are there? You're like, oh, that guy's there, huh?
Oh, yeah. We could do the show from October again. Hey, Minka made a play. Go on. Anyways, take the under in this game. As it may be unpopular, but the under's the play in the Pro Bowl, believe
all
it or not.
All right, all right. Number five, Robbie.
All right, we got a little Royal Rumble on Sunday. Yeah.
I'm into it. Let's go.
There's odds for this.
All right.
Wait.
Royal Rumble.
See why I didn't have four down territory?
What? I'm enjoying it. Let's go. Come on.
Now, here's the thing. I could bet the entire Royal Rumble card and go 6-0, but I don't want to pad my stats because some of these guys are super lopsided favorites.
Right.
Even in the actual Royal Rumble match, Roman Reigns has gone from a minus 200 favorite to minus 350. Mind you, it's a field of 30 people, and he's minus 350 to win.
Wow.
So we're not putting that in the Magnificent Seven. That would be cheating. That would be Astros level cheating. But we can do Roman Reigns. He's before he fights in the actual Roman Rumble. He is in the singles match against King Corbin.
And how can Roman Reigns be such a favorite in the Royal Rumble? What if he gets hurt against King Kane?
that's a fair point.
I mean, this could be a real slobber knocker, as our boy Jim Ross would say. What if it's a real fight? A real brouhaha, Leroy. Takes a steel chair to that. What if there's not concussion protocol anymore?
Brouhaha, slobber knocker.
Yeah.
I'm out.
But there's actually the three catfish in this line because Roman Reigns right now is a minus 180 favorite, and he was actually a bigger favorite. He's actually at minus 260, and money's actually coming in on King Corbin,
really?
Believe it or not.
Interesting.
So, yeah, and on the flip side, it's weird. Reigns has become a less of a favorite in a singles match, but in the 30-man Royal Rumble, he's become a bigger favorite. It's a little weird.
Now, is this King Corbin just stealing the Macho King's bit? Because everybody knows that the Macho Man went to the Macho King as another turn into his career. I think there was King Booker at one point. Like, kind of seems like King Jerry the King Lawler. It feels like there's been a lot of kings over the history of wrestling.
Yeah, King Mo, too. They're stealing it from him, too.
Of course, King Mo. King Mo had the bit in MMA, though. It was great.
Maybe this guy knows Patrick Corbin.
Perhaps. So,
but as we know in wrestling is predetermined.
Yeah.
When you always bet the favorites. I know it's uncomfortable to lay the money line. That's why I'm not doing the entire card. I'm just doing this match. This is the cheapest of the favorites at minus 180. Discounted price. It was at 260 before. Now it's at 180. I'm always good for a discount one. So it was a giant price slash. I'm in. And it's a lock. It's predetermined, guys. Take Roman Reigns. He's going to win. It's fixed, guys.
Well, I'm very uncomfortable with you saying that. I got to be honest with you. We don't
know.
We don't know. I mean, something could go awry.
Why wouldn't Vegas put it on the?
Well, the very limited bets that
you can cap. Yeah, they're capped.
You can't have like Triple H going out there taking $1 gazillion to the book, and all of a sudden you have a swerve and Hornswoggle wins the Royal Rumble. You can't do that. Anyway, what else you got, Robbie? Number six.
All right. Well. I'm gonna have so many bets for next week. I'm not gonna be able to. I have to squeeze some of them in now.
Oh, so you wanna get some Super Bowl bets in now because you think next week's gonna be as busy?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait for 8:20 Friday before the Super Bowl. What that gentleman's gonna be like on Radio Row is gonna be something to see.
So I figured I already bet the national anthem. So I'll sneak in a couple more bets here. There's a big. We all know there's a big game a week from Sunday. Little Puppy Bowl.
Oh, God.
Team Ruff against Team Fluff. And in fact, wait, Leroy, there's a spread.
Where are you going, Leroy?
Team Ruff.
Team Ruff versus Team Fluff.
Team Fluff is a 7.5-point favorite.
Somebody who's supposed to be a professional bets on the Puppy Bowl.
Wow, he actually just up and left. We finally hit his breaking point.
Well, since they started the scoring match with Team Ruff against Team Fluff, the first couple years, they've been bad blowouts. I mean, they didn't know what they're doing.
But the Puppy Bowl, so they got to have new participants every year, right?
Yes, new, it's a new cycle every year. And in fact, but the past couple Puppy Blows have been closer than the experts think.
Really?
Yes, they've been dogfights, if you will.
I love you, man.
Are you done?
Oh, no.
A lot of pressure, too. It's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. You only get one shot as a 3-year-old. Puppy Bowl, you only get one shot in your life to win the Puppy Bowl.
And, in fact, Team Ruff won last year, breaking the 2-game winning streak that Team Fluff had prior. And, in fact, the underdog, no pun intended, they have covered 2 of the last 3, including in 2017. They were underdogs, and the underdog blew out the favorite by a lot. So, and I'm declaring this for Team Ruff. I am declaring this a pride game. How could you be in a Puppy Bowl and getting 7.5 points from Team Fluff? There's no way the Ruff team is going to allow that. Take the 7.5 points. Take Ruff.
Oh, my God. This may be my favorite ever. And number seven, Rob.
All right. Well, there's another bet on the Puppy Bowl. What the gender of the MVP will be.
Really?
Yes, you can, male or female. Male is a favorite at minus 130. Female, still at minus 110. It's pretty close odds, male and female. Now,
when the male's neutered?
I don't know. I think it's probably too
early. No, they're not. They're not. I can tell you why, because there's another prop bet. You could bet on whether any of the dogs are going to try to mate during the puppy bowl.
Yes. That was like, yes, because they're dogs.
People are into the puppy bowl bets.
One guy
just texted, puppy bowl, F yeah.
Yeah, come on. What are we doing here?
So the male versus female to win the MVP of the puppy bowl. Now, I've noticed some things when I'm watching my animal shows over the course of years, like man versus bear. What I've noticed is that the males, they do the strength and the eating challenge. They have three bears, they have two males and one female.
Right.
But when it comes to the obstacle course, they put the female out there, and the female can run up to 35 miles an hour.
So the female is not prone to distractions like the male puppy.
The females are more agile. They put it this way: the males are better at cardio. The males are better at lifting, but the females are probably better at cardio.
That's probably, if they're not fixed, they're probably so horny they can't get through the obstacle course.
Yeah, they're gonna be super distracted. The males are.
Meanwhile, while that female's running away, they're gonna be like,
Yeah, they're just checking out that female ass.
Yeah.
That puppy ass.
You say, hey, Bubba, you want to swipe left or swipe right?
And I noticed also from watching lions. Now, lions, the male lions, they're lazy asses. Let's be honest. The female, the lioness, they're out there doing the grinding. They're out there doing the hunting.
Yep.
And in fact, all the male lions do is they slut shame the lioness. That's all they do.
That's true.
And they kill any other lion that's threat to the pride.
If a lioness does have another lion cub, she's out of the pride. Like, you can't just be a floozy lion out here just being up in my pride. It's the rough life out here. Because you know that other lion's screwing a bunch of ladies. It's a very sexist world, the lion world.
Yeah, and so the female lions, the females in the animal kingdom, they're the badasses. And I did notice that the past 6 years, a male has won the MVP. So I don't think, who watches the puppy bowl?
Degenerates.
Well, degenerates, and females, they love puppies. And I don't think they want bad press for another male winning the puppy bowl. I think they want to make sure a lady wins the puppy bowl MVP, so they don't want any outrage whatsoever.
There's a feminist movement when it comes to the puppy bowl.
I mean, when the males won six in a row and they win again, there's gonna be some outrage. I have a feeling, especially when I just pointed out that.
Oh my god.
What is wrong?
So, and the female's a slight underdog at minus 110, so I'm taking the lady dog to win the Puppy Bowl MVP.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is called the Magnificent Seven.
I had a chance to leave, try to get rid of it, come back right to the middle of it.
Yep. Nice try. You can't escape it. You can only hope that you just get the knowledge and soak it in, Leroy. Jason Jackson is going to join us next hour. We'll talk some All-Star game with him. Heat Clippers tonight as well. As Jimmy Butler was snubbed, we'll get into a little bit more of that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.